So Chamishi of Kisavo has the brachos and the klalos that will be issued once the Jewish people cross the Yarden. Tahar Grizim and Harival, of course, it concludes. Arur Ashrelo Yalkim es Divrei Atera Zos Lasoso Sanyo Mar Kol Ha'am Amen. Rashi says, Kol Atera Ba'alo V'Shvua. The Ramban disagrees. He says it doesn't say Arur Ashrelo Yah says Divrei Atera Zos. So it's Arur Ashrelo Yalkim es Divrei Atera Zos Lasoso Sam. So Lahakim, the Ramban goes through a number of interpretations. First of all, Lahakim Bilvavo, the Ramban Lashitaso. Full conviction and belief in the mitzvos, and then the Reish Galusa to be able to then be Mekayim Es HaTorah based on the Yerushalmi and Sota, the Chazan HaKnesa, somebody who's able to project Torah values into society. And the Yerushalmi talks about Lamad V'Limid V'Shamar V'Asa V'Lo Kiyem HaReza B'Chlal Aror. And the opposite, Hareza Bichlal Baruch. So in any event, Arur Ashrelo Yalkim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos Lasoso Sam, the Rashbam comments, based on his position in the entire Aliyah, that this is just the mitzvah Shebaseser. So the Rashbam has a beautiful theory, which I think is as appropriate as anything could possibly be for Chodesh Elul, where the Rashbam discusses that, you know, there's a pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim, Anistaros LaShem Elokeinu Aviniglos Lanu V'Neinu Ad Olam LaAsos Es Kol Divrei HaTorah Zos. So Aniglos Lanu V'Neinu Ad Olam means that we are responsible for adjudicating all Torah matters that are public, you know, whether it's Malkos, you know, Skilis Reifa Herig V'Chenek. You know, that is the responsibility of the Bezdin Shalmata. But at the same time, there's Anistaros LaShem Elokeinu. There is that which is hidden, that is unto Hashem, our God. And so if he says this entire list of the 12 alos, Arur Ha'ish, all of them have to do Arur Makereu Basaser, Arur Masigivul Reu, Arur Makla Aviv Imo. These are all things that would be done in private. He says there are two that could theoretically be done in public, and that's why the Torah specifies. We already mentioned Makereu Basaser. Theoretically, it could be done Begalui. As well as Avodah Zarah, and there it says again, Arur Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Fesel Masicha V'Sam Basaser. So the Rashbam says this entire Aliyah is really all about the idea of who we are when we are in private. And this idea, I think, is so elemental to Chodesh Elul, which is all about V'Dover Emes Bilvavo. A person has to be honest first and foremost with themselves, and to somehow cultivate the notion, as we say, you know, it's one of the great themes of L'David Hashem Ori, right? You know, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem Vosav Akei Shivti Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai Lachzos Benom Hashem Levakir Beichalo, to cultivate a sense of being perpetually in God's presence. That a person is never really alone, because Kol Masecha B'Sefer Nechtavim. So with apologies for a little bit of the emphasis here on kind of a tshuva meira, a sense of, you know, that we're going to have to give an account, which is true. That's not as rarefied as tshuva me'ava, so maybe I'll formulate it in slightly different terms. We're never alone, not just the sense that everybody's watching, that somebody is watching, but we're never alone in the sense that there's always somebody, you know, who, there's always a being who looks to us to do the right thing and to, you know, harbei shluchim lamakom, to carry out his agenda and his program, his ratzon here, you know, be'olam hazeh, you know, in this world. And so the Rashbam is focused. He says, you know, what the Jewish people were being directed towards at Har Grizim and Har Eival was, in a certain sense, not just pragmatically, okay, you know, Bezdin Shel Mata can't really do anything about private averos. It would have to be, you know, haniglos lanu v'neinu adolam, asos is called divrei HaTorah Zos, be'edim v'hasra, you know, Amenasken on Yos, a very public kind of an act. It's not just the pragmatic orientation, but the Jewish people, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Asher Hashem Elkecha Derei Shosav, being in God's presence. So it's just an incredibly elegant idea that now that we're fully in the Makom Hashchina and the Eretz Hashchina, Asher Enei Hashem Elkecha Ba, so that means that we need to be aware of His constant presence that shapes our behavior, not just when we're Bifnei Am Va'eda, but especially when we're B'chadrei Chadarim. And to recognize that His presence is acutely felt in that place, and therefore Arur Mashke Yivir Baderech, Arur Masi Givul Reyu, Arur Makle Aviv V'Imo, Arur Makereyu Basaser, it's about our private behavior above and beyond anything else, as probably the truest indicator of who we are. You know, the Gemara Bava Kamma comes to mind about the Ganav and the Gazlan, and how one has no appreciation for Kvod Shemayim. Another one is, you know, saying, okay, you know, I don't really care about anything, but put Kavod Basar Vadam before Kvod Shemayim. So that's a very serious kind of a flaw. And, you know, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, you know, Yiratzon Shemor Shemayim Aleichem Kemor Basar Vadam. It shouldn't be sneezed at as Davar Shema Bekach for a person to aspire towards when it comes to, you know, recognizing the presence of Hashem. And so the Rashbam's beautiful theory of Har Grizim and Har Eval concludes, Arur Asher Lo Yakim as Divrei HaTorah Zos La'Sososam. What is the definition of a Mekayim HaTorah? Mekayim HaTorah is somebody who's not just willing, but somebody who's prepared to keep the Torah, Bechadrei Chadarim.